today I'm intentionally going to seek God before I say anything to anybody, because sometimes we speak out of just anger and necessity instead of seeking God first, and that's what I'm going to intentionally do today. And I do thank God for Family Life Radio. I'm a new listener, and I'm loving every day of it. Thank you, and be blessed.
Hey, listen, that's why Family Life Radio and most Christian radio around the country exists, has a passion to bring a lot of hope and also a reminder of the power through our intentional moments of living intentionally in Christ. I'm Dr. Randy. Welcome to the Intentional Living Center here. We're talking about faith today, and I think the comment you just heard is sort of a great setup for the program with this question, and I'd love to have you share it live on our comment line today. Is what one thing have you done or do to grow your faith? What is it? I mean, you might be thinking, well, that's pretty obvious. I pray. Okay, that may be one thing. But what other things do you do? I think we grow our faith in lots of ways. What's one thing that you do to grow your faith? Share it on our storyline today, 888-888-1717. We'd love to hear from you right now, and we could air some of these in the future. We have callers already set up for this next half hour. This is an archive program, so we're ready to go there. But your comments, we can't do it without your comments for the future. So please share that with us at 888-888-1717. You know, when we talk about faith, it's not only having faith, but having growing, intentional faith, a consistent faith. Because I'll tell you what, I have found that sometimes people don't get serious about growing their faith until they get kicked in the side of the head with what I call an oh no moment. Someone announces a divorce or cancer or an accident or a change in a job. Or listen, right now with what's going on in the world, we could have oh no moments almost every day. And yet to come around and understand that our faith is something we need to build every day, it helps us prepare for those oh no moments in life. So share your comment as this caller did on our comment line. Take a listen.
I'm a single father of three, a single custodial father, and I never realized how big a challenge being a single father is. One of the things that get in my way about myself is my fears of the future, fears of the unknown, and I often have to relinquish my own sense of sovereignty over my own life and hand off the king's throne to God and do nothing and let him work things out. That's happened quite a few times.
All right. Thank you, Robert. You know, fear is, I guess we probably have a lot of people who could call and encircle that one as an obstacle that gets us stuck. I mean, fear what? We fear failure. We fear the opinion of men. And I think of what Paul says to young Timothy in the New Testament. God's not given us a spirit of fear. And he goes on to give us what he does give us, a spirit of power and love and a sound mind, our thinking, our actions, and our attitude, our emotions. So maybe fear is one of the things that's really held you back from fully trusting God, feeling insecure in your walk with him, feeling insecure in your relationship with him. And you know, you don't just overcome that overnight, frankly. It's a process. It's taking little steps of trust, you know, watching grandkids learn to swim on the shallow end of the pool, taking baby steps, you know, putting their head under the water just a little bit, and then diving for the rings in the bottom of the pool. And then pretty soon, it's interesting, you see a year or two later, they're in the deep end, you know, and it starts. And that's part of our faith walk, too. We start in the shallow end and taking those baby steps in the process. And I think Robert is communicating that to us. Thank you, Robert. Appreciate it. We're talking about intentional faith today, and I'm just thinking about the number of people that I've run into even within the last week or so who are just either running hot and cold in their faith or feeling stuck and discouraged. What have you found that's been helpful? Some things that can be very intentional. All right, Yvonne called from Arizona. Welcome to the program, Yvonne. Go right ahead.
I have this passion in my heart to sing, and God has called me to sing, but I can't get over that hump of fear of being rejected. And there's times where I'm ready to go, and then I just sit back and I just watch everyone out. But I'll tell you, when I'm in praise and worship, it is amazing. I just let my voice go because I feel like no one else can hear me, and I just feel like I'm singing to God. And I guess my biggest fear is singing in front of people and not and having them not like my singing. I just want prayer for strength, for courage, and for me to step into that destiny that God's had for me and has for me. There's been many people that come across and have asked me to come saying, my pastor is rooting me 100%, and I still can't get over that hump. So all I'm asking is for prayer, for strength and courage, so that I will finally walk in that destiny that God has for me to sing for His glory.
Well, we'll be praying for you, Yvonne. And, you know, I think that piggybacks off of what Robert was talking about, this fear. And in your case, this fear of rejection, it's the humanness that we have in terms of wanting to be appreciated and accepted by other people. You know, I want that. I mean, it's interesting. I speak and I, you know, to large crowds sometimes and on the radio every day, but I hate rejection. You know, someone posts something or says something, and it's a part of our human condition. And I think if God has, I would say to you, Yvonne, if God has given you the ability and the interest of singing, that you should sing. I was talking to someone this last weekend who was sharing the same thing, that fear of, well, they had it, they wanted to communicate, but they fear being rejected by people. And my response is, you know what? I've learned over the years that not everything that I do or say people like. I know some of you are turning the radio off right now. You know, I get letters. I know. I think sometimes maybe my wife even turns it off some days. I don't know. Are you listening, Donna? But the reality is, our goal is not to just be men pleasers or people pleasers, but to understand that God has given you a unique personality, a unique strength. There are people that you will reach that no one else will ever reach. There are things that you can do that have been uniquely designed for you to do. I mean, you've got your own DNA, your own fingerprint. I mean, let's face it, you are a unique person. And uniqueness, taking that uniqueness and giving it to God, can be a powerful thing. So my encouragement to you, Yvonne, is just really reach out and go for it. Take that first step. I remember the first time I was on the radio. There are things you remember. I remember the first time I was on the radio by myself. That's pretty petrifying, you know, like running the equipment, doing all these things. And it's part of the process, taking that first step and trusting God. All right, today, intentional, consistent faith. What is it? Maybe you feel stuck, but someone's calling to say how they got unstuck. Love to have you come and join us, 888-888-1717. Where are you going? That's the goal question. One thing I do, Paul says, forgetting those things which are behind, I press toward the goal for the high calling in Jesus Christ. If you want to be successful in life, and I say to the young people here in particular, and I think those of us who have been around a while will testify to this, if you don't have worthwhile goals, your life will be mediocre. While that tree is thriving to grow, you and I can grow this far and stop. There's nothing that is more painful to see than a baby that fails to thrive. And I think the only thing that might be worse is to see an adult like you and me who have failed to thrive in Christ.
Boy, that's an excerpt from a lesson on this topic of you get thriving, right? And the importance of being a person, a man or woman that thrives. And you may be saying, well, listen, I'm an old person and my health isn't that great. You can thrive. You can thrive where you are. You can thrive in the relationships and the responsibility and your little area of control. Or you could be young and healthy and you can thrive there as well. And so the lesson this month for our members is on this topic of learning to thrive in your relationship with Christ. Hey, can I ask you to come and join me and our team here at Intentional Living to be a part of what God is doing? Your monthly support is making a difference in somebody's life today, and we can't do it without you. You know, a dollar a day, $30 a month, going to go a long way to impact someone for Christ. What is a soul worth? What is a person's eternity worth? And I think that's a reminder to me of the importance of living intentionally every day. Come and join us. You can find out more at theintentionallife.com. Click on that little donate icon there. Or anytime during West Coast business hours, feel free to call 888-888-1717, 888-888-1717. And when you do that, you can press the prompt for number 2, and number 2 will take you to one of our team, and they'd love to pray with you and talk to you. 888-888-1717, and God bless you. Thank you for your support.
You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Intentional Life Media and is made possible by the generous support of listeners just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio, but it is intended to help you live an intentional life in Jesus Christ.
All right, let's get back to the topic at hand. We're talking about being consistent in our faith, learning to move forward even when we're feeling discouraged. Susie wants to share from Arizona. Hi, Susie.
Hi.
Appreciate your call. How have you been through this? What have you learned through the process?
I went through a process. I want to say it lasted about, I don't know, a year and a half, two maybe, and not until I finally, I asked and I finally decided, it's like, okay, so God, what is it that you want from me? I found that, you know, we go through a process at times and we just keep on fighting with our own strength, and that's not going to happen. We have to, through this process, learn something so we can help somebody out.
Mm,
in my case, what I did was, you know, I finally, you know, after so much prayer and, you know, talking to, you know, my pastor, my husband, did I, you know, decide, it's like, okay, you know what, God wants me to learn something, because if, you know, if you're stuck and fighting with your own strength, again, it's not going to happen. Not until I decided to stop and say, okay, what is it that you want from me? What am I to learn from this? And then I was able to pass over this bump and, you know, move forth, come to find out, I needed to go through this process so I can help others.
Mm. So what did you learn? What was it God was telling you that you...
In my case, I was having family issues with my daughter. I was just going through this hard process. It was just, she was totally against, you know, how can I say this? She just didn't have the same beliefs that I did in when it came to church and stuff like that. And she was doing things way out of character. So what I found, you know, is like, was I, first off, I had to be patient with her. And second off, once I learned to be patient and learn her side of things, then I came to find out other women in, you know, my congregation and outside, not knowing who I was or what I was going through or what I had gone through, were coming to me. They're like, hey, I'm having this fall with my daughter. I just can't do it anymore. And it's like, oh, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Let me help you.
Well, God used you in terms of reaching other people as well. And it says here that part of this for you was reading scripture. You know, sometimes we say, oh, God, I need you. And we pray, but how do we draw close to anyone? We communicate in prayer and we read. What is God instructing us? Very powerful steps. All right, Susie, thank you for your call from Arizona. Derek is on the line. It says here, Derek, my friend, that you're a new believer.
Yes, hi, Dr. Randy.
Appreciate your call.
Hi, thank you for accepting my call. Just like to share with everybody that I came to Christ this last Sunday.
Amen.
Got baptized.
Good for
and
you.
He has broke me free from my sin.
Good for you. Yeah. What was it that brought you, Derek? Was there someone that took you to church? Is there someone been praying for you? What kind of led to this point in your life?
No, it's just reading the scriptures, you know, and going over them and how the scriptures cut through to your heart. You know, I mean, the Word of God is just powerful.
Yeah.
You know, it's amazing that, you know, not because I deserve it, but it's because I know God loves me for who I am.
Fantastic. So you're plugged into a good church? We're going to continue to be fed?
Yeah, I go to Calvary Chapel in Casa Grande.
Well, good. Hey, listen, you stay plugged in, Derek, and taking that first step. I'm glad you turned the radio on. I'm glad you're listening, because we get testimonies of people who say the radio has made a big difference in their life. In fact, I think Tracy wants to talk about that. She called from Michigan with a comment about as a new Christian herself. And so I think maybe you can relate to this as well. So, Tracy, appreciate your call. Go right ahead.
I'd just like to say that as a new babe in Christ, I would like anyone who's listening, your program actually helped me start feeling the little tug that God had at my heart. And it really inspired me to get into church. I found a wonderful church and to be saved. and just to learn the word and to get the word out. And I think you guys do a wonderful job. And I haven't turned you guys off in almost 2 weeks now. All day, all night, you're on my station and in my car. And I just want to thank you guys for encouraging people like you did me to start seeking the word of God and to be saved.
Well, thank you, Tracy. Appreciate the kind words about the ministry. And when I hear a call like yours and like our friend calling from the Casa Grande area in Arizona, who's saying, hey, new believers, welcome. Maybe you're just a seeker today. You're just turning the radio dial and you tune in and you hear us talking about our faith in this world and you say, hey, I'm struggling with that and the world's pretty crazy. We believe and we've experienced that God's grace and mercy is all-consuming. He loves you. He cares for you. And the scripture is very clear that if we confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in our heart that God raised him from the dead, we'll be saved. There's a belief and there's a confession to be able to say, I choose to give my life to Christ. And maybe that's something like these callers that you've heard, like Tracy and others, today that's important to you that you would like to do. I want you to know that we're here to pray for you. We have a 24-hour-a-day prayer line. You're welcome to share your prayer request with us as well. And we still have the One Thing booklet. Isn't the booklet up on the website, Stephen? We have, if you're seeking to know more about what does it mean to be a Christian, come on over to our website. Go to theintentionallife.com under free resources and your first one thing, I think it's called. And it's a story there, and it takes you right back to Scripture and shows you what does it mean to make that intentional step to be a follower of Christ. Give us a call. We're talking about intentional faith today, 888-888-1717.
Are you trying to fix your child's behavior or shape who they're becoming? In Dr. Randy's message titled, You Were Meant to Thrive, you'll learn how to parent from the inside out so you can raise kids with purpose, not just manage the moment.
Parenting is an inside job, inside before outside, truth before opinion. You as a parent or grandparent will never be successful in raising your kids or grandkids if you focus on the outside before the inside.
Support Intentional Living with a monthly gift today, and you'll be a part of a special group that can listen to this message and get unlimited access to all of Dr. Randy's past teachings. Don't miss out on this special opportunity. Give now, and you'll get access to these life-changing resources today by calling 888-888-1717 or visiting theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com.
My name is Christy, and I was just calling to say the one thing that I would work on over the year is my reactions to other people's words. I would love to be able to show God's love instead of maybe getting angry or getting upset or taking offense.
This is Wayne. I'm a truck driver on the road, a first-time listener. Yeah, I like to say that there's one thing that has really impacted my life profoundly is beginning to really pray. You know, not just pray uttering words, but to pray to connect with our Father God.
The one thing that I've learned about myself, being married, I learned and began to believe that I was lovable.
Yeah, hi, this is Larry. In reference to that one thing, I've been standing for my marriage for about 15 months and leaving the return.
Hey, Dr. Randy, this is Allison over in Warner Robins, Georgia. One good thing that my husband does, I admire my husband so much for the godly attitude that he has and the passion he has to learn more about God.
My one intentional thing is to do God's will no matter what.
Amen. Listen, we've got so many of our friends who share their one thing with us, what their one thing is to bring glory to God and benefit to their lives and their family. We'd love to hear yours, your one thing. In fact, I'll tell you what I'd like to do. I can't do this for a long time, but I'll do it right now. If you have a one thing that you're willing to commit to for 30 days and growing your life and your faith, I don't know what it is. Maybe you say for the next 30 days, I'm going to pray every day. I'm going to pray for my family every day or read scripture every day. I don't know what it is. That's between you and God. But one thing, if you're willing to commit to that for 30 days, I'm willing to commit to have our team send you the same one thing wristband that I wear to you as a gift from the ministry. We'll do that ASAP. How do we do that? Just come on over to our website at theintentionallife.com/WB for wristband. You know, tell us what your one thing is, and we'll pray for you, and we'll send this to you.
And then let us know. Let us know after 30 days. Did it make a difference? Did your commitment of one thing to be intentional and then act on it every day make a difference? Maybe the wristband is for those of you like me that are little physical reminders to remind you to stay focused on that. We'll get that to you. Again, go to theintentionallife.com/WB for wristband. Click on the link there and we'll get that to you. Fair enough? All right. Appreciate that. All right. Nancy, thank you for waiting there in Texas. Appreciate your patience. What's your comment for us today?
Right now I'm in the middle of a storm, spiritual and mentally. My husband's incarcerated at the time, and I'm finding myself by myself in a house with no one to give me an encouragement, so I just take my encouragement off the radio, and I feed off of that. But it can get very depressing from day to day, and I know that the Lord is there for me. Some days, like I said, I'm stronger in my faith. Some days I just feel broken down.
Yeah.
But however, I know He's there and I stand on His word.
So there's a part, what I hear you saying, Nancy, is there's the intellectual or the knowledge part, the awareness part. You know that God's there, He loves you, but the feeling part just isn't following.
Right.
Yeah. Well,
There's days that I just feel empty, and
yeah.
I don't feel Him right beside me. And then there's other days where there I feel encouraged, but it's just off and on. It's pretty hard.
There's a couple of things. Let me say one thing. I'm glad that the radio is there for you. In fact, we talk about experiencing hope on our stations, that we help people experience hope, and we see that through the music that's played, through the teaching, through intentional living, other things that we do. But the other arm of what we do is also the intentional living part, that we take some action. And I would encourage you, Nancy, because there are resources available. There are people listening right now who saying, probably yelling at the radio, Randy, tell her about this service, or tell her about this group that can support her, or these resources that are available. And sometimes they don't get to us. We got to step out. In other words, we got to take the action to step out. And I would encourage you, Nancy, to really seek what are some resources available, support groups that might be available for people that have a spouse incarcerated, making sure that you're active in church, in a church where the Bible's being taught, that you would have women, mature women around you who will pray for you, who can understand what you're going through at some level, pray for you and support you. I would encourage you to be very intentional with your health, getting exercise, eating healthy, taking care of yourself, and perhaps even seeking some counseling, finding a Christian counselor or pastor that you can talk to. It's great you're listening to the radio. I'm glad the radio is there for you, but you need to also reach out and have some human contact that can support you.
Thank you.
Is that something that you, do you sense that? Do you have a way of reaching out and making some contacts like that?
I can look into it, but definitely, yes, I do need, probably counseling would help me a lot.
Yeah. How long ago did he go to jail?
He's been in there for 2 weeks now.
So it's just recent, yeah.
Yes, and I'm used to him doing everything for me.
Yeah.
Everything from paying bills to driving, and I find myself so alone. And I know I'm not, because God is with me. He said He'll be a husband to the husbandless, and I know that, and I understand that.
Mm-hmm.
But there's just times where I just feel so weak that I know He's there, but it's just, you know...
Mm-hmm.
I just need to be lifted up in prayer sometimes, and
well, let me do that.
The radio is very encouraging.
Well, that's why we do it. I was telling the staff today. I mean, we're here. This is why we do this. I mean, there's no other reason, because of you, Nancy, and others that are listening. There's hope, and the hope you experience is in Jesus Christ. And I know our feelings, because you know what, our feelings are up and down. Something good could happen. You're going to feel better tomorrow than you do today. Or something bad happens and we feel worse than we do today. Feelings are very fickle. In your case, you really need to have some support. You need some people around you who can love, support you, encourage you, give you some resources, help you through the process. But boy, I'm glad the radio is there for you as well. Father, I do pray for Nancy. I pray for everyone who got through and didn't get through today to share their story. Ultimately, we know that you are the giver of hope. You are the giver of grace and mercy and peace in our life. And I pray people be encouraged today to read the Bible, to pray, to be in a supportive church environment where the word is being taught, and to reach out and connect with other believers in a way that draws them closer, not only to each other, but to you. Well, thank you in Christ's name.
I just got saved about 5 months ago. I just had back surgery. I've been out of work with no money, no food, electric turned off with back surgery. My sister and my brother-in-law brought me into the Lord. And I've got to tell you, I have been so happy. I tell everybody, I have nothing, but I have everything. I have been so happy and faith in Jesus. I just kind of express. I have been so happy and so blessed with the Lord. He's not let me down. And I just pass it on, and I pray for people, and God is so good to me. My disability did come through. I told everybody I met, God will take care of me, and he did. And I'm so loved. I'm 56, and I've been the happiest I've ever been. And I don't know where I'd be without Jesus.
Amen. Hey, listen, you sound pretty excited. That's fantastic. You know, when I remember when you hear this scripture talking about returning to your first love, and how many of us have that enthusiasm still? Is that kind of faded in your life? Do we take for granted what God is doing in our life? I think that's so easy to do. And when I hear a caller like the one you just heard, it's a reminder. We should be like babes every day, fresh and being reminded of what God is doing in our life and in our relationships. That's so powerful. Hey, thanks for joining us today. We've been talking about the power of growing consistent faith. If you have a testimony or a story you'd like to share, again, all you have to do is go to theintentionallife.com and you can share it there, or call 888-888-1717 and leave your comment on our storyline today. Whatever that one thing is to build your faith, I hope that you'll make it a priority in your life, and you'll do it intentionally, you'll do it consistently, and you'll do it in a way that brings glory to God, benefit to yourself, and encouragement to the people around you, the people that you love, the people you're ministering to, the people that are in your life, your circle of influence. Because I'll tell you what, we live in a hurting world today, and there's a lot of people that need encouragement. God bless you. Thanks for joining us. I'm Dr. Randy. See you next time from Intentional Living.